Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go around the NFL right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And we start with breaking news, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's happened within the last 30 minutes thereabouts. We got some news on the hierarchy of who is paid in the National Football League, and it is Aiden Hutchinson. Come on down, second year pass rusher out of Michigan. Third year,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he got injured in the second year. Yeah. Aiden Hutchinson. He and the Lions have reached a 4-year, $180 million extension, which puts him in that hierarchy of highest paid pass rushers. He's at $45 million annual average value. That comes in at second, right behind Micah Parsons' $46.5 million that he just got earlier on in the season. That pushes Danielle Hunter's back a little bit. There's a few conversation points to have on this. I think one of the interesting ones that we'll get to here in a second, but the most obvious one is Will Anderson Jr. Just continue. That number continues to look like it's going to be more and more pricey once he ultimately gets his pay.
That's not even where I went. To me, it's money well spent. You pay Will Anderson Jr., you plan for it, do it.
Okay.
You know, the same thing with C.J. Stroud. I know some people are going to whatever, but same thing with those two guys. You just do it. You plan for it, et cetera.
We talked about this. He's your best player right now.
Yeah.
He does not seem like he's slowing down.
I wouldn't raise an eyebrow.
I feel like there's more juice to squeeze in the Will Anderson Jr. portion of this as well. Like, it all seems like that's you're good once you get to this place where he's probably ending up in that 45 million dollar ballpark.
Yeah,
right?
That's not where I went.
Okay.
You know where I went?
Where'd you go?
That guy should have been a Jacksonville Jaguar.
True, because they drafted Trayvon Walker,
and so we dodged a bullet.
Could you imagine? Speaking of, we said that a lot today. Could you imagine?
Well, you say Trayvon Walker, not just him, opposite Josh Hines Allen.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that could have happened.
He should have. It should have happened.
God bless the incompetence in the AFC South, man.
Where I am like, whew.
Yeah, because that was the number one overall pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hutchinson was two?
Yeah. He should have been the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Because we thought, who was kind of bluffing a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was bluffing a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we started kind of feeling ourselves like, oh, maybe Aiden here?
Yeah.
But, of course, that didn't happen.
Man, dodging a bullet.
Yeah.
We got the consolation prize in Derek Stingley.
We're good with that.
But this did bring back up the reminder that, hey, Danielle Hunter is paid like that, right? Mm-hmm. He is, I believe, now fifth, if memory serves, on that average annual value. It goes Micah Parsons, Aiden Hutchinson, T.J. Watt at his $41 million. Remember, he got his update, as well as Myles Garrett, who got his $40. And then after that is the Danielle Hunter, $36.6 average annual value. Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth? I think that this has been kind of a sub conversation that's been happening somewhat quietly amongst Texans fans, but it's like, hey, Danielle's getting a lot of money, and it feels like the production isn't necessarily there in the same way that you would maybe hope it should be.
I hear you. I think that's fair. Not you, but you know, anyone who says that, I think it's fair to say, are you getting your money's worth? I think you are, though.
Okay.
I think you are, though, because of, I mean, look at what Will Anderson is doing. Look at the pressures, you know, and all that. You know, sacks, obviously, you get paid and all that. But Daniil Hunter, he's just always been underrated. Like, always, even here, continues to be underrated what he brings.
Yeah, I do think that there is some additional value that I think we know of, maybe we don't talk about all the time with Daniil, in that you listen to Will talk, which he's never mm-hmm. upset to do that. However, mm-hmm. whenever he talks so glowingly about Daniil and the things that he learns. Like, I can only imagine, especially him being a pretty quiet dude, how much of his just work ethic and the things that we don't see is what raises other things on that defensive line in general, or mm-hmm. in particular, and maybe on that defense in general. But I do think that I would like to see more, and maybe this is just us being
greedy. Well, you always want to see the sacks.
Yeah, maybe this is me being greedy, but it does feel like, hey, you know, with who Will Anderson Jr. is and with who Daniil Hunter is, it feels like you should have even more production on that defensive line.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not looking at it fair, but I don't have a problem with it, but especially what he does in the whole
picture. Do you feel like the Texans should have more sacks in general, just yes. having these two guys, though?
Yes, I do. But I think they're the pressures, the defense, the job they're doing against the run. I mean, it's the lowest scoring defense in the NFL. I mean, what are we looking for? What are we looking for?
But I felt like we had the same conversation with Jadeveon Clowney at one point.
And Mario Williams.
Yeah, where it's just like, oh, he ain't getting double-digit sacks and all that type of stuff. So I'm wondering. Because I feel like these two, you would think they would have more sacks, though.
Sure, and when you say it's this, you know, lowest scoring defense mm-hmm. when it comes to this league this season, you are 100% correct. It's not like they have not invested great amounts of capital, money, and everything
but
else.
But that's kind
in
of
that
the
defense,
point,
right?
Like the investment, if you're looking at like the Houston Texans defense, is paying off. Like just in general, you know, all the pieces. Now he's certainly a pivotal one, and yes, I'm greedy too. I want to see more sacks, but I don't have a problem with what they're paying him, you know, given what the result is.
Yeah, I'm actually fine with it too, especially with the defense.
What is his overall number, Daniil Hunter's?
I was just looking at average annual value. I have I can't remember what the actual full contract was right this moment. Mm-hmm. I apologize for that. But the average annual value is 35.6, which again is good for fifth but best now that Aiden Hutchinson slides in up above him when it comes to pass rushers in this league.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. All right. Some other things around the NFL. Broncos are coming into town this weekend, and apparently they felt like they really needed a tight end bad. You look at their depth chart, and I know that they're dealing with a little bit of injury. Nate Adkins is their third tight end, and he is kind of hurting. So that leaves them just with Adam Trautman and Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram, their tight end one, who wears number one and really operates more like a wide receiver. We know him, obviously seeing him in Jacksonville a good amount as well. So they've been looking for a tight end to the point where they placed a waiver claim on Brendan Bates and Ben Sims. But Brendan Bates is the one that's notable. You know why?
Why is that?
He was just here with the Texans, right? How much do you think that that's the tight end thing, or how much do you think that that's the we want to see if we can rifle through y'all's playbook?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes, I think that would be the answer. Yes.
So there's that, but there's maybe the more interesting thing, I think, for me. The Broncos worked out 41-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis, and then they signed him. Mercedes Lewis will be here in the year of our Lord 2025 playing against the Texans on Sunday.
You want your mind blown? Do you feel like having your mind blown today?
Sure. We'll blow my mind.
Figgy, you want your mind blown today?
Sure.
The 2006 draft. Mercedes Lewis was taken in the same draft as Mario Williams and Reggie Bush.
Okay. All right.
He was taken 28th overall in 2006.
Is it bad that...
Think about that.
It's incredible.
We consider Mario Williams now like long gone.
100%.
I was about to ask, how far is he from D'Amico Ryans?
Well, Ryans was playing. Ryans was playing. D'Amico was playing in 2006.
Yeah, they got to be around the same age.
He tackled him.
Without question. And now he'll be...
So that means D'Amico Ryans could get his ass out there and play some linebacker or something, man.
He was in the same draft as Mario Williams.
Two things. With a name as unique as Mercedes, mm-hmm. I was surprised to see that there was people still spelling his name wrong as if he was the car Mercedes.
Yeah.
But also, I feel bad because my natural judgment is always going to be there when I see someone at that crazy advanced age still trying to hang on. Like, hey, man, you don't have to do this.
He loves it.
He must. Does he get on the field in this game, though? Because, again, like this is kind of depth. He's jumping in the middle of the week.
So. Yeah, I can't see this game.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe he might run a play. I ain't going to sit here and say he's going to catch
gonna
some
run
passes.
Out there and tackle him?
Oh, you talking about probably so. I don't know.
Just for old time's sake.
Yeah,
he might line up.
Worth noting, mind you, going back to the Daniel thing from the 713, this person says that sacks aren't there because we aren't scoring points to force teams to throw.
Maybe. It's a factor.
Interesting point. Yeah, it's a fair point to bring up. A little bit of sadness there. We talked about Ed Oliver, having that torn biceps. He will, in fact, go on IR. So that sucks for him as an individual, but that actually does help the Texans when it comes to eventually seeing the Bills. That's even weaker, that interior defensive line there. This is something that I found to be a little interesting. I guess salute to this man. The Bears are signing Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to their active roster, mind you. So he will be actively on a roster. And a Bears team that is trying to find a little bit of consistency. It's solidity, for lack of a better term.
In the secondary?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to make of this. I think because part of me at the same, while you know that there have been some issues because he's bounced around, I still think there's something there. The dude won a Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, the talent is
clearly
there.
Last year.
It's clearly there. Now, yeah. The Bears add him because they've been banged up. They have been dealing with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So some of this is also a level of necessity. But, yeah, it's like, could they have walked backwards into something that's going to help them?
I think that's a possibility.
Deal? We'll see. But, this is he really has already followed the Deontay Johnson kind of hop around train thus far.
Was his third team in this year?
Two months and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Deontay Johnson had started with the Panthers that last year. Ended up with the Ravens, got to the Texans, went back to the Ravens. How do we rule that? Is that three teams or four teams?
Because
he went back home. Oh, he did it. He was on the Browns. That's right. Yep. There you go. I forgot about that one.
Four teams, five stints.
Crazy. Crazy stuff that's happening.
Brother, bar hopping at this point, man.
Yeah.
bar crawl, that's crazy. Team crawl. All right. Remember, Football Talk right here on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Some other things around the NFL. I saw this. Are you familiar with Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac.
Is it Quinnipiac?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I always say Quinnipiac, so I will lean on your expertise, Quinnipiac. You see them a lot. They're good for polling. Now, obviously, this time of year, you get to November and you start seeing Quinnipiac popping up for political things. But in this sense, it's the poll sticks to football. And one of the things that they were polling is they actually polled NFL fans. And interestingly enough, the poll shows that fans want more games despite the injury risk. Apparently, 60% of NFL fans are in favor of seeing more games added to the NFL schedule.
And you know the reason for that, right?
We're greedy?
Well, that's part of it.
Oh, okay.
But sports fans, and I'm including myself, we tend to dehumanize what we're looking at on the field. We don't necessarily – I mean, we do when there are injuries and there's moments and you really feel and you see the stories about the families all that stuff. We do ultimately, but when we're watching games, we dehumanize what we're looking at on these sports fields and courts. It's just like, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
It's video game stuff.
I strongly agree with that. You know, whenever I see a big injury and our natural inclination to be like, oh, this is terrible. I'm like, do we really feel like that? Because we end up in places like this where we're like, nah, but yeah, there's an injury risk. I don't care. More of it.
Yeah.
So, but I found that interesting. Like the actual numbers of.
But 60 is not real high. It's high. I mean, it's the majority.
But that's fair, right? Like, it could be like 75% of
fans. We don't care. Yeah. 95% of us.
And apparently, many NFL fans still also feel like the NFL is doing enough to avoid injuries, talking about the modified dynamic kickoff to kind of eliminate those high-speed collisions that tend to happen. Apparently, 4 in 10 Americans say the NFL is, quote, doing about the right amount to help avoid serious injuries, and about 3 in 10 say that they're doing too little.
Did they ask Carson Wentz?
That's a very particular thing.
Did they ask, was Carson one of the 6 in 10 that said, nah, man, no, they're not doing more. Enough. We needed to be doing more.
I mean, you saw his representation get out here and be pretty upset about the way that Carson Wentz was handled. No, I do you feel like the NFL is doing about the right amount or not enough for player safety?
I'm going to have to say no, but again, the selfish, dehumanizing part of me as a sports fan says about the right amount. But, you know, when you sit back and look at it, they probably need to do more. You know, and then people, and then it's going to ultimately turn into the quarterback discussion. I'm not talking about that. You know,
honestly, it's probably some stuff we don't really see. Yeah. It's probably more players can relate to than what we see on TV.
And in reality, it shouldn't be no more than 16 games. You know, let's be honest.
I strongly agree with that. One of the things that I keep, if you talk about player safety, you know, one of the things that would help quite a bit and make me feel a little bit more inclined to get to that place where I line in with those 4 out of 10 NFL fans. How about we actually call some of these fouls that are supposed to be there for safety in an accurate way? Like, remember, obviously, head injuries when we're surrounding concussion issues was one of those things that, you know, we got to make sure that we stop, you know, stop leading with the head. Except that only applied to defense. Yeah. Like, we've seen a number of offensive players lower that helmet and end up, you know, avoiding penalty, which then that's supposed to be the kind of the punitive action that's supposed to change behavior. Well, if you're not actually, you know, officiating it in that way, you've seen the likes of players, including Cam Scatabo, who I know is, you know, dealing with an injury right now, and I'm not making fun of him per se, but we've
Did
seen
you
him
see his injury extent?
We've seen him launch his head into situations. I'll get there here in a second, but we've seen that happen a number of times. So some of this is actually, you have things on the books.
Mm-hmm.
How about you just call them and maybe see if that actually gives you
and
a
that
safer
falls
product.
Into my thought. That falls into my thought. You should be doing more.
But you were talking about the extent of the Cam Scatabo injury.
That was, I mean, he had a complete blowout and was, I know he was carted off the field, but he was sitting there waving like he was in a parade.
Yeah, he's a tough son of a gun, ain't he?
Son of a gun, man. What was it all? It was a fractured ankle that was compound. Part of the surgery was to fix the wound that the bone break caused, and the was it a dislocation?
It was a lot of stuff.
It was everything.
The thing that I big the crazy thing that I took away, and maybe this is a testament to where sports medicine is. 6 months is what they're talking about. So in theory, even the longer case, because I mean setbacks with injuries are always a possibility. But the longer case kind of diagnosis on this puts him back before OTAs.
Yeah.
Like that's
I'll be there, guys. I'll be there. Okay, here it is. Dislocated ankle.
Okay.
Compound fibula fracture.
Yes.
Oh, boy, that hurts. Deltoid ligament rupture.
And none of that sounds good. I've got to admit.
He had it all. And the surgery was right away to close the wound. God almighty. That's a bad. Talk about car crash. That's what that was.
It is the car crash sport, man. That's the type of injury that you deal with. And one more before we go here. Shout out to another one of the rookie class of quarterbacks getting their opportunities. It has now been announced that Tyler Shuck will start for the Saints against the Rams in the stead of Spencer Rattler. They had started with Spencer Rattler. I thought that Shuck would have gotten his shot way earlier in this, which I think is some credit to Spencer Rattler and what he was able to
do. He's actually playing better than I thought.
Yeah.
He was playing better, but he got benched in this last game, and now it is Tyler Shuck's time. Y'all know, or maybe you don't recall how I felt about Tyler Shuck. I think
you're not a big fan.
We will be back to Spencer Rattler soon. That is how I feel about this, but it'll be interesting to see what it looks like.
All I feel is Godspeed, my man. Godspeed.
There's Jared Verse right there. Wait a minute. Hold on. What's happening here? So, 1-7 start, and now Tyler Shuck, you are the starting quarterback.
I'm waiting on that breaking news on Shedeur Sanders, man. Look like they ain't happening soon.
They hate him. Somebody hates him. Somebody hates him.
This is ridiculous. Yeah.
They might actually.
And I think that somebody is Stefanski.
I don't necessarily disagree with the way that it's going. D'Amico Ryans, Mercedes Lewis, same draft class. That is indeed crazy. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, was Texas A&M's success buying out Jimbo Fisher good or bad? We're in a really interesting landscape with buyouts and all sorts of things. Did Jimbo Fisher serve as a level of a catalyst? We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. A little bit of Texans transaction happening, nothing of major note. However, we talked about the Broncos looking for depth tight end-wise. The Texans, fair enough, have had a little bit of those issues. I think that's the genesis of the jumbo package that we've seen with a lot of Blake Fisher. I'll be interested to see if they keep doing that as Dalton Keene, a name and that we've seen a lot, kind of fullback tight end type of variation of a player. He returns to the Texans practice squad at the expense of Juwan Jordan. Juwan Jordan, I don't know if this is one of those where happy trails Juwan Jordan or if it's just like, hey, we'll see you in a little bit. We know maybe what this is. You'll circle back around at some point. But the quick question, do you anticipate in any way, like maybe like Dalton Keene being active? Right, like them activating him to be like an additional,
maybe not especially this week.
Brendan Bates is, you know,
well, that's true.
Let go of Brendan Bates. They have obviously the Harrison Bryant, but then after that, not a lot of tight end fullback type. Well, I guess British Brooks.
Not like he's
hitting.
Unfamiliar.
Well, with this system, he is though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like he's been around the org, but this particular system and the way that it works.
No, I'm still gonna lean no for now.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right that that's not the way that it goes, but. It is interesting that maybe this is how they're trying to possibly, bridge the gap on their tight end kind of fullback issues that they've had injury-wise at this point. Didn't want to talk about this because we've been very fascinated with all the coaching firings and the buyouts and the coaching carousel that seems like it'll set itself up. You seem to have a little bit of theory as to how we got here, John Lopez.
I do. Say hello to Jimbo Fisher. Here's the thing. Let me lay out why, and this is truly, I can go back and forth on this, but let me lay out why these amazing payouts that we're seeing, just outrageous number of buyouts, I should say, that we're seeing LSU, Penn State, it all goes back to Jimbo Fisher. And I think it all goes back to this right now. Universities, especially boosters who run the show, they're seeing what can happen. You know, they're seeing what can happen if you do bite the bullet and make that big buyout. Because let's talk about Jimbo Fisher in Texas A&M. Signed a lot of big star players, was never really in control, never really a fit. Some back channel stuff that people didn't like at the university. They bought They paid, what was it? Almost $100 million to buy him out. And you're thinking, y'all are stupid. Okay. I didn't necessarily disagree. I couldn't argue much against it. I was glad to see Jimbo go, but I couldn't argue much against it.
$76 million was what the just over $76 million.
Well, that's right. It went down
a
little.
What
bit.
They had said was the
they paid $76 million to get away from Jimbo Fisher. What did they get? Let me illustrate it for you a second. Not just Mike Elko and the number three Aggies, and they seem to really be grooving and all that. Let me give you a number here. Because it's mind-blowing to me. Of the 37 players who had double-digit snap counts in A&M's win over LSU, one was a top 10 pick composite ranking coming out of high school. One player. As DJ Hicks, he was number 6 overall. Cassius Howell had a game, didn't he?
Yeah, Cassius Howell looks really good rushing off that. And he was... He was lined up with, who was he lined up with for LSU? But that
freshman, Akeen or Kern,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, well regarded, and he just absolutely got torched.
He's going to be a shoe-in All-American. He is probably the best or second best, depending on what you think out of the kid of Miami, pass rusher in college football. He was ranked, coming out of high school, 2,162. That was his ranking.
Is that good?
No.
Okay.
That's not good. The average, Nate Borkature, the guy that caught the ball against Notre Dame.
Okay.
And the guy that caught another big, made another big play against LSU, unranked, coming out of high school. The average across the 37 players that had 10-plus snaps in the win over LSU, the average ranking coming out of high school was 480. Now, why am I telling you these numbers?
Yeah, I'm asking myself that as well.
Coaching matters. Coaching matters in college football. So the Aggies, you think... Boy, that was a dumb move, or boy, did you get fleeced paying Jimbo $76 million? Now you got guys ranked 2,162 that are going to be All-Americans under Mike Elko.
Right, and I think that's an interesting illustration. I think you could take it even further is not only does coaching matter, I think it always has. Recruiting has always been a big deal, though.
But again, but some of these rankings aren't necessarily off the charts.
I think the point that I would want to get to is that recruiting is so different and it happens in so many different facets
mm-hmm.
and that we've seen teams turn things over really quickly. Let's talk about Kurt Cignetti, who is on top of the college football world.
That's a great example.
Jumping from James Madison to Indiana, a place that feels like historically has not been a place where you can win at.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly becoming a team that wins in a really big way. There's other teams that, of course, in this moment are escaping me. Hell, you can even talk about our very own Willie Fritz right here. He's mm-hmm. done it a couple of times where he's built programs. Although Tulane, he built it a little bit slower. This one, I mean, mm-hmm. you've got a team that is now, shout out to the University of Houston, ranked 22.
Number 22.
Yeah. Last year, which was year one, this was not a good football team. They are ranked right now.
Coaching matters.
And it's not like they're ranked just super early on in the season off of preseason gobbledygook. No, mm-hmm. this is them showing it on
when
the field.
When was the last time they were ranked?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
That's a good question that I'll need to actually dig into. I'll get that to you in What's Popping. But I think the larger question, the larger point is, the expectations are really harsh. In fact, you're pretty much who has been our favorite college football coach all week, apparently, Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin actually talked about this weekend, and I think I might agree with Lane on how he views it. This is him talking about the number of firings and the ways that they've looked in college football.
The firings happen quicker. NFL coaches see all the time. They got 1-2 years, you know, and you'd be like, well, in college, that doesn't happen, you know, because it's harder to build a roster and they give you more time. And so it's obviously not the case now. And I think that's, I think it's a product of things that happen. I think that, you know, Elko doing such a great job at A&M, I think puts in people's heads like, hey, these buyouts are ridiculous to pay. And, you know, but I'm sure an A&M right now is sitting there going, okay, well, yeah, that was ridiculous to pay, but we feel pretty good about that right now. So anytime something works, you know, other people go, well, let's go do that.
That's my point. That's my point. And you know, your LSU, okay, let me give you all the jobs that are open so far. I might have to take a deep breath here. LSU, Penn State, Florida, Arkansas, UCLA, Oklahoma State, Stanford, Virginia Tech, Oregon State, Colorado State, and UAB. Those are the FBS schools.
Yeah.
All right? So alums of those schools are saying, look what they did at A&M. You know, look what they did down there. And you got $54 million for Brian Kelly. Here's the other good part, if there is a good part. By and large, it's not the university's money.
Well,
by and large.
You say that, however, this is one of the questions I've asked this before, but I've continued to ponder this, and I need to start just like asking other people in the college football space, how long is this feasible? Because there's more money that boosters have to pay for. There was a point in time where boosters pay for, you know, all the locker room upgrades, and if we're going to be entirely honest and not act like, you know, bury their heads in the sand, they pay for the, you know, de facto, you know, bags of money that got handed to players. But now you have that in a official capacity where the money is so much bigger. It used to be you hand out tens of thousands. They're handing out millions to players on top of now also having to pay for, still paying for the up and up coaching, you know, money continue to, you know, rise and go higher, still paying for the locker room upgrades because facilities still matter, right? Still paying for all the other things. Like, how much do these boosters want to keep putting in money on top of the fact that this is a question that I think also matters in this entire landscape? With this new era of NIL and transfer portal where there's a lot more, it feels like there's more parity in college football. That's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
How much also does that change the expectations because of some of these programs like a Florida, a Penn State, and LSU that is like, you should be this caliber of team all the time based on the hierarchies of what we had understood in college football, except now you got teams like Indiana coming in and joining, you know, crashing the party, that changes what it looks like for those top teams that used to have a very smaller, more exclusive club in that place.
Yeah.
Now it's harder to stay in those places, and does that then mean that boosters' expectations are unfair? I don't know if that's the case, but
no,
that's the question I'm asking.
They're absolutely unfair. They're absolutely, everybody wants to be undefeated, and not everybody can be undefeated, and everybody wants to go to the playoffs, and not everybody can go to the playoffs. But I want to go back to your first point.
Okay.
Your first point about you know, how sustainable is it? How long can they be paying these millions? These are not just, you know, one-offs. This is not just one booster like the old Oklahoma State days and then the Texas Tech day, you know, thing going on right now. By and large, every one of these major universities has dozens, if not hundreds, that this is the most important or one of the most important things in their lives, and they will pay it and for as long as they can.
And it becomes a little easier for some of these boosters to get involved. But previously, not to say that the boosters that were involved were all nefarious, but it felt a little bit more because
it
was under the table.
Yeah,
now that's a little bit more above the table. You can have, you know, people that are a little bit more in polite society get into bed with this. However, one thing I will never neglect, though, the people are not just paying out of the goodness of their heart for their program to be good. there's the access and all those things and the feeling of getting your money back through winning. I think that that's also, we come back around to what happens when you're putting all this money in and you're not seeing the fruits of your labor in the right way. Yeah. Does that change the way
that's
that
what I was kind of thinking, because it's cool if you luck up. I don't want to say luck up, but you get another head coach that could come in and win. Then it's like, who cares about that $70 million that we had to spend?
They don't. They clearly don't. But you're right. How many Mike Elkos are out there? You know, is your next guy that you're going to get, if you're UCLA or LSU or Penn State or whatever? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but maybe in a couple of years you're going to be doing it again.
Yeah, but they ain't going to always work out like that. They might pay out $100 million on this coach, get another coach, and that coach might not be good.
But here's the thing. You know, I said it a couple of times. Coaching matters. I think everybody understands. If we can just get the right guy, it's worth every penny.
Yeah, but that's the con of it to some degree, mm-hmm. right? You mentioned golf yesterday, right? Yeah. If I could just hit this perfect shot.
You're as good as your best shot.
Right, but at the same time, how consistent is that best shot?
How many shanks am I going to have to have?
That's the question that I think comes up a little bit. An interesting question that I think college football is working to try and answer right now, but it's very much been highlighted with the number of big-time firings that have happened this season in college football. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including more of MJ talking on NBC. I think that product continues to be interesting.
You wearing the same clothes?
He is. He is, because it's all from the same thing. But also, a little bit of that transaction we mentioned earlier that the Texans made, there's a transaction they made, and I had not thought about it to this degree. I have a question for you, and I'll ask that of you next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We begin by wishing happy birthday to one Nathaniel Tankdale. I'm pretty sure he's not even happy with me saying his first name, because I'm
my
not
man
sure
Nate.
That he rocks with
what's
that
up, Nate?
Old Nate.
But Tankdale, it's Tankdale's birthday. It is also a shout out to it is a celebration that the Rockets have had at Shoot Around of Jayshon Tate's birthday, who he turned 30 yesterday.
Okay.
And I need to double check this, because now that I think about it, but I believe, is this not Danielle Hunter's birthday as well?
It could be.
October 29th is today. Happy mm-hmm. birthday. That's a nice trio mm-hmm. is the word I was looking for. Houston sports, man. Yeah. Tank Dell, Danielle Hunter, Jayshon Tate.
Yeah, and they don't have a couple of famous birthdays today. I always like to look at that. Winona Ryder is probably
who's
the
that?
Most famous.
I just want to see the look on your face. I don't know who Winona Ryder is. Is she the one to be that was shoplifting? Is that the writer that we're talking about?
She went
there?
A little nuts. Here
okay,
and
good.
There. Yeah, she went. She had her moments.
I know the Ryder family got a little bit of shenanigans.
Gabrielle
in there.
Union.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure Dwayne Wade probably doing something fun for her.
Yeah. He better. Probably is. He better be.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to those. Also, I mentioned it. The Texans had a little transaction earlier, and you know, I was like, oh. You know, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, Texans signed Dalton Keene, familiar face and name, to the practice squad, tight end, fullback kind of player.
Mm-hmm.
And they released Jawar Jordan from the practice squad. And we were like, okay, maybe he doesn't play. Is it possible, John Lopez, that this could say anything about Dalton Schultz? He's been battered and bruised over the last couple of weeks. And remember, the Texans only have two tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible in your mind at all that maybe this was some level of, Dalton's been dealing with stuff. Let's try and CYA of sorts in order to cover that.
Possible, but I don't think that's what it is. I think he's going to play, make the most of it, and see what he does. I mean, it's possible. I mean, we're not in there in the training room, but I don't think that's what it is. One thing I will say, you guys know this. You've been listening for any amount of time. I've been skeptical about this tight end room all along.
I mean, how could you not be?
Yeah.
You lose Brevin Jordan in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Then you lose Cade Stover before you even get to, you know, any level of depth in the season.
Yeah.
And those were guys that you were looking at that tight end room as a nice kind of puzzle, fitting puzzle pieces, right?
Yeah.
They all kind of
and
accentuated each other nicely,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You were hoping for a jump in Cade Stover. You were looking to see what that athleticism that Brevin Jordan brings.
Mm-hmm.
With
and that
in.
Was still kind of a stretch to me,
right.
to be honest.
Even when it was completely healthy,
yeah.
there was reason to be skeptical.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Someone asked yesterday, do you think that the Nick Caley offense, you know, the somewhat inefficiency or maybe it just not revving as high as you want it to, could that possibly be because of the number of tight end injuries that you've had on this team?
Well, yes, because, you know, as much as they say it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, I think it's largely New England type offense, Patriots offense, and they love the tight end. So, yeah, I think that's very possible.
Yeah. So we'll see what that looks like, tight end room. And, of course, shout out to honorary tight end number 57 in your program, Blake Fisher, and what that continues to look like with those jumbo packages. Yeah. We'll continue.
You better practice the sketches, man.
You know what? You said that
look
yesterday.
Out here like Darnell Washington.
You said that yesterday. It's got to be on the table somewhere, right?
It should be.
It's got to be.
It should be.
Yeah.
If I'm not playing that right tackle, let me try a tight end a little bit.
Jugs machine, man.
Yeah. Let me catch some people off guard one time.
Yeah. I say jugs machine, but they usually just kind of floated out to those guys.
Like, you just need one. Like we just giving you. It's not like we're gonna get you a diet. We're not giving you three targets. You get one chance to catch the football. If he catches it again,
and they've been struggling in the red zone.
Actually, you know what?
If he catch it one time, why not try it again?
Are we getting a confession?
I kind of want to put in the call for that. Like that would be a really cool. That'd be a real cool, you know, thing to put on wax because teams know that you come in with that big formation. You're probably gonna run that football.
You know what? I'm into a little out route or something.
Just a little leak out.
By the way, Mike Vrabel in that Patriots offense. What do you have? 5 touchdowns. Something like that, 6?
Yeah. And show did, yeah.
You're second in goal from the 2. You put in Blake Fisher. You're a running team. All of a sudden, a little play action floated out to Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Now,
why not?
Yeah.
The Rockets, I mentioned Jayshon Tate. They're in Canada. Canada pops up a few times here. And, yes, I know I said Canada, but I'm just being silly. They'll be playing at 5:30 versus the Raptors tonight. 5:30, I imagine in some ways because 5:30 local here,
yes.
Central time. I imagine some of that's because World Series Game 5 is actually happening at the same 7.
Damn time.
No, later. I imagine that they might have made sure that this is a little bit earlier just to make sure that there's not too much overlap, as that's World Series is knotted up to a piece. The Blue Jays win 6-2 on Shohei pitching night. Shohei was pretty solid. It was just
okay.
the Vladdy 2-run home run, and then he let a couple on when they sent him out for the 7th, and then that ended up giving him the loss. Shane Bieber with the win, but the Blue Jays, man, like they're just the bats, man. The bats looked really good, especially after a night where all the pen got utilized.
So they are going back to Toronto, no matter what, and which version of the. I was going to say Raptors of the Blue Jays offense. Are you going to get because they are a hitting team. They are something to watch offensively, but they've also been shut down.
Yeah, I just love that we are going to get deep into this series because it's delivered. Every single game has been delightfully entertaining.
Yeah,
but again, the Rockets will face the Raptors in Toronto, whereas that baseball game is in L.A. But yeah, 5:30 is when that happens. Not going to have – you know what's happening here, right? Obviously, still no Dorian Finney-Smith or Fred VanVleet. That's obvious. But other than that, I'm looking forward to what the Rockets do against the 1-3 Raptors team and if they're capable of getting another win on their record here and they continue to develop. Well, another thing in what's popping, last night we got more NBA on NBC.
Oh, yeah.
And the broadcast is just gorgeous. One of the things I saw written about this is – you realize NBC just invests better in their product.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks clean and
clear. Bob Costas doing the intro.
Yeah, they did that.
I think he's
kind of like a broadcaster emeritus there, where they could call him up for anything.
They still got him to do it.
It
was awesome. Yeah.
But the actual broadcast is so clear. That people have given them a lot of credit for like the Sunday Night Football style introductions for the players, but. Everything's 4K.
It's clean.
That doesn't happen, apparently. Like, apparently, when we get these broadcasts of games, you don't always have, like, super high definition all the time.
Right.
NBC, all the games feel big and clear in that way.
It's always, to me, it was always NBC and then Amazon, I feel like.
Yeah.
They were always crystal clear, too.
Yeah, this is really good for the NBA. But also, I think one of the things that's good is the way that they handle their pre, post, halftime, and... the MJ thing. They've had MJ. This is week 2 of them bringing out the MJ conversation.
Yeah.
And yes, John Lopez, he was wearing the same thing.
Because
hey, Michael, can you wear the same exact thing you wore last time?
No.
We do this?
Apparently, what this was is Michael Jordan got a big ass bag so that he could go. They could go to his house.
Don't pull a curtain back, man.
One time, they probably sat down with him for like 2 hours. One time, and they were like, "Hey, we just gonna cut this up. We're going to spread it out. You know what they did? They meal planned, the meal prepped the season.
Is he going to be wearing the same thing on Christmas?
Yes, because it's, it's one interview.
Don't
John
pull
Lopez.
The curtain back, man.
It is one interview.
He's taking time out of his day to sit down every single game.
No, it is one interview. And this time, what they did was they got into a little cross-section of MJ talking about load management. Mm-hmm. I think you'll be shocked to hear what MJ says on his thought process on whether load management is a good thing in the National Basketball Association.
I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there to watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Cared about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me. And I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show. Right? So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
Shocked, you said, huh?
Shocked. You'll be astonished to find that MJ, I think he played like 9 seasons where he played at least 80
games.
82 games
or 80, yeah.
This was somewhat expected.
Including his last season.
Yeah. You know what I was kind of surprised by, though? It was about 3 minutes, which is why I say, like, they probably talked to him for about 2 hours, and they're just dicing this up with the topics. But MJ was a team owner, right? I'm surprised that they really only got a player perspective from him when it came to loan management.
Well, it's not done yet. It's not done yet. There are going to be more interviews.
No, but this is the loan management section. Yeah. I don't think they're going to come back next week and then give you more of the loan management.
Oh, you're talking
management.
About on this particular topic.
Yeah, on this particular
topic.
They
probably topic. Didn't ask him. Hell, I forgot he was a team owner.
Right, yeah. And it doesn't come across in that interview. Obviously, the audio is not, that we played is not all of it, but he basically just talking about it as a player. And then the players that they had on, you know, the NBC desk, they had Carmelo Anthony, who was like, you know, I want to play, but I understand the science of it. I can't remember the other player. That Vince Carter was like, Carter. We just want to play. Yeah. I thought Tracy McGrady got us close to maybe having a conversation that would have been more insightful because he's like, I kind of look at this different. Load management would have helped my career. Tracy McGrady dealt with back spasms that never allowed him
to
have near 82 games.
Larry Bird could have played more if not for his back.
Right.
You know, but again, men were men. And I don't mean that facetiously. Like, that was the culture. That was the way it was done. And it's ingrained in them. You know, it is ingrained in that generation of players. That's what you did.
Yeah, but this is the thing that kind of frustrated me and why I said I was surprised that you didn't get more of an organizational perspective from Mike. And maybe, you know what, Mike is probably not the right organizational perspective because I have a hard time thinking that they were in Charlotte like, hey, Mike, we think LaMelo playing too much. You think we should sit him down? Right? I have a hard time thinking that.
Hell
no. However... whenever load management comes up, it's always placed as if it's the player saying that they don't want to play, when oftentimes it is the organizations making decisions to try and protect them, quote unquote, based off of what
the player could just say, hey, man.
And none of that comes across ever. And it's one of the things that the few things I'll say with the NBA on NBC that I was a little disappointed at, they stuck so hard to the TV, whereas inside the NBA would have let that run for like a good 7 minutes. That was a pretty tight, like, 5-minute segment where they didn't have an opportunity to have a deeper conversation that I thought they should have been capable of having.
But I also think it's both sides. You know, players easily are part of this equation.
Because it kind of started with San Antonio, right? Where it was kind of more of a coaching type of deal.
Yeah, Pop got a suspension for sending Tim Duncan home on a road trip.
And one more thing, you talk about being disappointed. I get, you know, what we're talking about here. You know, it's probably a 2-hour interview they're going to chop up and be playing in. During the finals, for all I know, you know, for all I know. But don't you think all the money they gave MJ, and I don't think we know exactly how much it is to do this.
I got an exact number right here. It says a lot. That's
over a million.
Even though you're paying all that money, and even though it's MJ and he can do whatever the hell he wants, don't you think you could at least ask, hey, man, you got another jacket? You know, you got another jacket
no,
to put on?
No, because as much as I think, like, I was like, hey, MJ got over. The value is here. Like, this isn't.
But
this is
put
interesting.
Another jacket on, for God's sakes.
Look, my point is, we don't care that it's actually. Well, a lot of people. I clearly care, but what does that matter, right? But a lot of people don't care. It's just opportunity to hear MJ. And to be fair to Mike Tirico and NBC, they're generating kind of interesting conversations that are happening around basketball, which to be fair, that's one of the things that I think people are enjoying about Amazon and NBC being in the NBA race is now people are talking about basketball. In the same way that football, all these broadcasts talk about the game, mm-hmm. we're not doing as much of Stephen A. Smith drama, talking about like drama or thing. They're talking about the game, which I think ends up being fun and probably is going to be beneficial for the game. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go behind enemy lines as the Texans will be facing off against the Broncos. Let's talk to Zach Bye. He's the host of The Drive on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Get some insight on this team. We'll do it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.